everybody, and welcome to episode 7 of Rocco State Fact Show. Today's state is Connecticut. Connecticut, one of the smaller states. So if this episode's kind of short, that's probably the reason why. So let's get right into it. So first, we have the capital, Hartford. So Hartford is probably has a bunch of historical stuff, like, because it's like the capital. So they have like a bunch of like museums. They'll probably have like an art museum and stuff. So they have a museum of art. They have the Mark Twain House and Museum. It's a museum down there. They have a science center called Connecticut Science Center. It's another museum. There's the Connecticut State Capitol. Let me look at here. I'm not the biggest fan of their... That's probably my least favorite state capitol. It's not that the best. I mean, I like it. It's just that yellow. There's like yellow on top. It makes it look ugly. I'm not the biggest fan of it. Besides that, there's a Bushnell Park Carousel. They actually have their old state house, which I'm pretty sure that was their old state capitol. I'm pretty sure. Let me look at this. It looks better than the new one. It kind of looks like a White House, kind of, but except like the walls are red. It still looks really nice. They have a movie theater. They have a historic society museum and library. Besides that, there's a lot of museums. Next is New Haven. New Haven's, it's really only popular for having Yale University and Ivy League school, really good college. So let's see. They have Yale University, of course. They have the Yale Center. There's a lot of Yale stuff. So there might not be too much things to do because everything's based around Yale University and stuff. They have a Bennick Rare Book Library. It must be like some rare books and stuff. They have a Yale Peabody Museum of Natural History. Pretty sure these are like off campus, so you can like see them. They have Lighthouse Point Park. It's like a lighthouse, kind of like the Portland Headlight, but it's in Connecticut, kind of like that. They have East Rock Park. And besides that, there's a lot of parks and museums, really. Next is New Britain. I'm not sure. It's like New Brighton or something. I think it's New Britain, though. Let's see what they have here. It's right outside of Hartford. It's a really small city, actually, so let's see. You have New Britain Museum of American Art. Let's see some pictures. It's a really nice museum of art, I should say. It's pretty modern in there. They have some cool stuff. Very artistic. I mean, it's a museum of art, so I'm not that surprised. They have Walnut Hill Park. A lot of these pictures are just staircases. Probably they might be famous ones, who knows. They have New Britain Industrial Museum. It's like factory stuff, because industrial means like kind of like the Civil War, like how like the South had a lot of agriculture, which agriculture is like farming and stuff. And then industrial is all up in the north. It's like a bunch of factories and stuff. So that's pretty much what the museum is. Just an industrial museum, I guess. They have a New Britain Youth Museum for young kids to go to. It's pretty cool there, I should say. Nice little youth museum. It's not really... It would be better if it was kids. It's just weird. They have Stanley Quarter Park. It's more like a skate park. There's like a lot of skating rinks and hiking and stuff. And besides that, there's a lot of museums and parks. Yeah, there's more parks. So, let's see, what's next? Our sponsor, Clean Cut Barbershop. Again, they give you really fresh cuts. I really prefer you guys going there. And if I look on Safari, it's rated 5 stars. You hear that? 5 stars. They give you really fresh cuts. Go get your fresh cuts on 4866 West Seneca Turnpike, Syracuse, New York. Call now at 315-991-4100. I repeat, at 315-991-4100. I'll repeat it one more time if you guys didn't get that. It's 315-991-4100. Again, they give you really fresh cuts, so I'd prefer you guys go in there. Now, let's move on to our next city, or town, or village. You have Milford. It's a city down in Connecticut. Pretty big city. It's actually bigger than New Britain, I'm pretty sure. And because New Britain was really like a really small city. It was really small. No wonder they have like all of the parks and stuff. So let's see what they have here. They have Silver Sand State Park. But it has to be a nice park if it's a state park. It has to be nice if it's a state park. Like up here in New York, like Green Lake State Park. That's like our state park up here. And it's really nice there. And let's go back to what I was saying here. We have the Booth. They have Booth Memorial Parks Museum down there. I don't know why it's not under park. Even though it says Booth Memorial Park, it should really be a park, but it says museum. It's weird. Then you have Charles Island, which is an island out there. It's not really anything to do there. It's really just an island that has trees. I mean, there's a state park on there, though, so I can't be mad about that. They have the Pez Visitor Center. So if you're like new to the city, go to the Visitor Center. Besides that, there's a lot of museums, and that's where a lot of state parks are, I realize. Then next, you have Stratford. So I'm gonna look that up. Stratford, it's a town down in Connecticut. Pretty nice little town there. They have the National Helicopter Museum. I mean, if you're big into helicopters, then I guess you could go there. And then they have Short Beach. Let me see if it's actually short. Yeah, it's actually a short beach. So they gave it a good name. It's actually a really short beach. It's like the shortest beach I've ever seen. It's not even a beach. It's like a little beach. They have Pleasure Beach. Because Stratford's right on the Atlantic Ocean. So everybody like, I mean, there's like a lot of beaches and everyone swims. I do not like swimming in the ocean because salt water. So like if you like dive in or like jump in, you get like salt in your eyes and it hurts so bad. And again, the name is Pleasure Beach. It's not really in Stratford. It's like right in the border between Stratford and Bridgeport. So yeah, besides that, they have Connecticut Air and Space Center. So if you like learning about like space and planets, you can go there. They have the Stratford Point Lighthouse, pretty much copying the Portland Headlight. I don't know why everyone's trying to copy the Portland Handlight. Nothing can beat it. Literally, nothing can beat it. It's the OG, and just let it stick into doing its own thing, all right? Stop trying to make all these replicas. It literally looks like the Portland Handlight. Some ripoff. It looks like a ripoff version of it. They have Short Beach Golf Course. They have a golf course right next to the Short Beach. Probably the shortest beach I've ever seen. And now let's go on to the next city. Bridgeport. Ginormous city. This city is actually ginormous. It's really ginormous. I mean, Stratford and Bridgeport are really just connected to each other. So some of the stuff I'll sing for Stratford might be in Bridgeport, but they're like connected to each other. So it's not like that big of a deal. So let's see. Bridgeport, they have Connecticut's Beardsley Zoo. It's a zoo down there. Have a lot of wildlife there. I don't know why these zoos need to get pandas. Really, the only zoo that I know that has pandas is the one in Washington, D.C. I'm pretty sure it's Smithsonian. I'm pretty sure. That's literally the only zoo that has pandas. It's crazy. Just start putting more pandas. I mean, pandas can be a lot of work, though. There's the Barnum Museum. It's a museum down in Bridgeport. Pretty cool museum. It's like a weird shape, though. It's like, I don't know. It like reminds, I don't know. It's just weird. They have the Discovery Museum of Planetarium. It's like science and stuff. But you can't go there, sadly. If you wanted to go right now, you wouldn't be able because it's temporarily closed due to COVID issues. I mean, COVID sucks, dude. It's shutting all these cool places down, man. It's just sad. It looks really cool, too. Like, the building itself looks cool. It could just be its own, like, tourist attraction, like, with how cool the building looks and stuff. They have a museum of art. They have Seaside Park. And besides that, there's a lot of beaches and lighthouses. Trying to copy the Portland Handlight, but you're not. Because the Portland Handlight is OG. Nothing can beat the OG, I'm just saying. Then, next you have Norwalk. There's a lot of places I've noticed called Norwalk. I don't know why it's some like common name. Again, you might see some beaches on here, I'm not too sure. But I feel like you'll see some beaches because it's like right on the Atlantic Ocean. So let's see, they have the Maritime Aquarium at Norwalk. It's a aquarium. I love aquariums. Aquariums are cool, like seeing like the fishes and sharks and stuff. I went to this one in Florida. It's like really cool. They have like manatees and stuff. It's like really cool. They have Lockwood / Matthews Mansion Museum. Let's see this mansion. It's a pretty outdated mansion. I mean, it's probably from like the 1700s, so it still looks kind of nice. The outside doesn't even look that good, really. Only the inside looks nice. They have Stepping Stones Museum for Children. Children Museum. They have Pastor Beach, I should say. Calf Pastor Beach. Let's see. That's actually a short beach, too. Connecticut with their short beaches now. Then they have, oh my god, another lighthouse. Shyfield Island Lighthouse. They're literally making replicas of the Portland Headlight at this point, dude. They're literally making replicas. It looks the exact same. Like, oh my god. They need to stop copying. Just please. They have a nature preserve. I'm not going there. The name's Devil's Den Preserve. Alright, I wouldn't prefer you guys going there. It could be nice though, even though the name's Devil's. Alright, now last, we have Stanford. This will be our last city. So let's see, Stanford. They have Stanford Museum and Nature Center. So if you guys like nature just like me, I prefer you guys going there. They have the Calumet State Historic Park Reserve. I mean, I prefer you guys going there just because it's a state park and state parks are usually really nice. So yeah, they have Cove Island. Look, it's not really an island really. It's like connected to more land and stuff. It's not really like an island really. They have Greenwich Point Park, but that's in Greenwich. But it's technically in Stanford. It's like, cause it's like between Stanford and Greenwich. So yeah, that's pretty weird. Like, I see those a lot sometimes. They have Ward Pound Ridge Reservation. Just your average nature preserve. They have nice views and stuff, don't they? They just showed a nice view. It was like of like the Atlantic Ocean and stuff. That was really nice. So now I prefer you guys going there. You have Manias River Park. Let's see pictures. I look at the pictures first to see. So all it is just a river, really. Not even like a playground. It's weird. Besides that, that's really it. Thank you guys for watching and have a blessed day.